In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. During the month of September, we were talking about leadership. And in the first time, we spoke about the first key to leadership, that was leading your personal life. And we talked about how we do it through three important principles. Number one, do not be deceived by wrong teaching and false Christ. Number two, you take heed to yourself and do not be affected by any peer pressure. And number three, that you watch and be alert not to fall into the snares of Satan. In the second time, we spoke about another key of leadership, which is enjoying leadership with a successful living by following God and all His commandments. And that also had four important principles. The first one, do not be afraid of anything, no matter what. God's children are very strong. They are never, ever afraid. And number two, that you entrust your heart in the hands of God. Number three, that you look to God's word for all answers to any question that comes to your mind, or any doubt or any teaching that you hear from the outside. And number four, that you face life with complete confidence, because you know that you are God's child and He is always on your side and He will never forsake you. And last week we spoke about the third key to successful leadership, which is to love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and all your strength. And if you recall last week, I spoke about the unconditional love of God to you, which is open, available at all times. God never ever stopped loving you, and He will never ever stop loving you to the last minute of your life. And He will always be waiting for you to come back to Him. This week, it is our turn that we show God that love. He told us about His great love last week. This week, a good leader is the one that will do what God said in the scripture today from the book of Luke in chapter 14, where He said, whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So the fourth and the last key to leadership that I will speak about for the month of September is carrying the cross. And you would wonder, when the Lord said it in Luke 14 or Matthew 16 or Mark 8, that was much time earlier before crucifixion. So what kind of cross is He talking about? The cross that we need to understand is every difficulty which we suffer for the sake of our love for God, for the sake of our love to people, to glorify God in our work, in our image, in all what we do. The cross is any difficulty, tribulation, hard time that you go through. And when you carry that cross with thanksgiving, you know that God will give you the higher reward, which I will speak about in more detail. But remember that the Lord always invites all of us to carry the cross anytime and all the time, and we will never ever stop carrying the cross to the last, remember, last minute of our life. Remember what God said to the rich young man in the book of Mark in chapter 10? He told him, go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. To take up the cross, you must be ready to give up all things. The cross is supposed to be a gift from God. It is not like a burden that you carry and you keep complaining and murmur against God when you have or go through some hard time. Also, if you wish to know like a good example of someone who carried the cross, you have no better example than the Lord Himself. The Lord Jesus, all the way from the beginning, from the time of His birth, He was suffering. He was born in a manger, and He ran away to escape from Herod and ran to Egypt. And all His life He was working as a carpenter, helping Joseph. And as you know, that Joseph died when the Lord Jesus was about 16 years old. So from 16 until 30, He was taking care of His mom and His work, continuing the work of being a carpenter. So he did all the work by himself. And as you know, the life of a carpenter is not such a rich and enjoyable life at the time. It was very poor living, but he carried the cross and he never complained. And even when he was going everywhere to preach, he did not have any place to rest, as it says in the book of Luke 9, nowhere to lay his head. There was no place for him to rest or lay his head. And even in the prophecies in Isaiah 53, he was described as a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. All his life was carrying the cross. He even was persecuted by the Jews, and once, as said in the book of John chapter 10, they took up stones again to stone him, and they wanted to throw him down over the cliff. Why? Why would you want to kill someone when he is teaching you and healing your sick people and is trying to get you to reach heaven, to know the true teaching, the right teaching about the kingdom of heaven? But he went through all of that to teach us that no one of us can say he is God in heaven and we are here on earth suffering. He took that same flesh and came down to earth, and he is suffering the same suffering that we all go through. And because of what he did, all Christians and all the saints and martyrs, they did the same, exactly the same. And I start from the apostles. For example, St. Paul in the first epistle of Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 23, he said, "But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greek foolishness. Until now, and we will always, to the last minute of this earth, all Christianity will teach that the Lord is crucified. And this crucifixion will be stumbling block to the Jews, those who are waiting to see like a leader who will go and try to deliver his people by a mighty arm and fight and war. That will be a stumbling block. The Jews were waiting for someone to deliver them from the hands of the Roman, the occupation of the Romans. That's not it. And they were wondering, how could that be, that someone come and teach about humility and humbleness? And he says, who slaps you on your right cheek, give him the other also. That doesn't work. For them, that was a stumbling block. For the Greeks, meaning all of those who are philosophers, all of those who think about, give me a proof, make an experiment, show me that this is true, to those will always be, when you talk about a God who comes and take a flesh and be incarnate, that is foolishness to them. And that's why we are God's children, should be very strong, never to worry about a proof. We have the most important proof, our faith in our heart, that will always tell us the truth, and we can discern between the truth and the false teaching. And even St. Paul, to emphasize this point, in the first epistle of Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, he said, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." Not a fancy king or anybody else. The crucifixion is the key, because it means salvation to me and everybody who would trust and hear the story. And when he spoke to the Galatians people in chapter 6, verse 14, he said, "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." I have nothing else to know among anyone or of anyone at any time try to teach you anything but the Lord himself. That should not be any of your friends, absolutely. That should be someone that you do not even belong or get attached to. God crucified is the one that you should know and be happy, proud about, and you are never ashamed of him, because if at any moment of your time you feel ashamed of your Christ, he will be ashamed of you at the last day. When you are afraid to dress properly or eat properly or speak properly because everybody else is doing the wrong things, and you are afraid to do it, that means you are ashamed of Christ, who taught you that you are the temple of God. You are the temple of God, and you should be proud of your Christ and your cross that he carried for you. You also know that when the angel appeared to the two Maryams in the book of Matthew in chapter 28, he was supposed to tell them, you are looking for the resurrected Christ, because he rose at the time. He never said it. Please listen to what the angel said. He said, I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Why would the angel say that he was crucified and he still mentioned that expression? Because this is the proof that God came and took our flesh and incarnate and died to save us. That's a good news for our salvation that we all should be proud of, and we always mention it. And because of that, when Saint Peter, who was afraid at the time and he denied Christ for 3 times at the time, look what happened when he went to preach in the book of Acts in chapter 2. He said, know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. He is the one that the prophecies spoke about, the Messiah to come. He came and he died to save you. So he's teaching them the truth. What is the truth? I'm not ashamed of the cross. He is the one who is crucified. So what could be the cross for all of us? It is the simple expression I would use for you. It is like what God spoke about, the narrow gate where we all should enter to make sure that we will reach heaven. Please listen to how he described that cross and that narrow gate. In John 16:33, for example, he said, in the world you will have tribulation. Cross could be tribulation. In Matthew 10:22, he said, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Hatred could be the cross that you will carry from anyone, anywhere. In John 16:2, he said, yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. So if they kill you for the name of God, it is a cross that you will carry like all the martyrs, and you should be happy about this. Also in John 15:19, he said, if you were of the world would love its own. Yet, because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of this world, therefore the world hates you. Why the people hate you and look at you that you are different? Because you are God's very precious son and daughter. He chose you, he selected you. He said, you are my son. And you are a royal family, which is something I mentioned millions of times before. Here God is reminding you that he chose you out of this world, meaning you are different. Yes, you are. And you should always feel different. And if you are the same like everybody else, dress like them, eat like them, drink like them, you are not his son or daughter. Period. And if anybody tells you otherwise, he is deceiving you. You must trust God and his church in all what they tell you and all what they teach you. And that's how we can enter the kingdom of heaven, as St. Paul said in the book of Acts in chapter 14, where he said, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. That's how we can go and how we do it. But some may say, that's too much. I can't carry the cross. I must go with the flow. And everybody does it. Why not we do it? And if I carry the cross, I will be suffering too much. Please remember from the story of the Lord, he was crucified, yes. What happened after crucifixion? What happens after you carry the cross? After crucifixion will come what? Resurrection. The glory of resurrection to come and stand alive forever. Because after resurrection, there is no death, there is no suffering, there is no pain. And look, when God came, as St. Paul described him in Philippians chapter 2:7, and he said, he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant. When he glorified, he went to sit at the right hand of the Father. As you know, God is everywhere, there is no right or left, but meaning in the power, in the glory of the Father, and he will never again come back to take that flesh and be mocked again and be slapped in his face again. So after the cross, there is resurrection, there is glory. And you say, this is too much, believe me, if you think about this, and I'm going to read a strong verse for you from Philippians 1:29, you would wonder about this one. Please listen. It says here, fortitude has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in Him, but also to suffer for His sake. Suffering, carrying the cross, is a gift. It is a gift that God grants to those who can carry it, because He wants to reward you, that heavenly reward. He wants to give you all what He has. Why not give you all of this? If you are a father or a mother, and you work so hard, for whom? To make yourself happy? It's not true. Not a good father, at least that I know of. You do it for your children. So God carried all of that, not to give you all the good things that He did, not all what He has and prepared for you in heaven. He prepared it for you, not for anybody else. So He will be happy to give you all of these good things. All what you do, remember what He said today in the scripture in the book of Luke, in chapter 14, 27, He said, "Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." He repeated the same in Matthew 16:24, where He said, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." Take the cross with joy and happiness and trust in the glory of the cross that will come afterward. What kind of glory? Please listen to the book of Romans 8:18, "For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." The glory that will be revealed in you when you follow God and carry His cross and be proud to be Christian. Sadly, I see people who are afraid to mention that they are even Christian. Why? They try to be politically correct, and you want to share with the flow. So where is the cross that you will be proud of to make your Heavenly Father proud of you? I will conclude with this verse from the book of Matthew in chapter 5, from the Sermon on the Mount, when the Lord said, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Be glad and rejoice when you go through some hard time. Because when you carry the cross, remember, after the cross, there is always resurrection. And glory be to God, now and forever. Amen.